This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Seth and I are off to West Palm Beach next week. A little spring baseball, thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Meanwhile, wherever it is the Red Sox conduct their spring training, the drama did not get tamped down yesterday when it comes to the Alex Bregman playing with his new friends. The Boston Red Sox. Of course, we know a couple days ago, Rafael Devers, the incumbent third baseman for the Red Sox, said he is not giving up his third base position. He was asked by one reporter there, are you going to maybe entertain being the DH for this team?
No.
He said, no. That was literally Devers right there answering that question.
Yeah. We had some listeners who were upset that we were talking about this at all. And let us explain to you why we're talking about this. This is drama, and it is also, it's helping me emotionally disconnect from Alex Bregman.
You're not alone.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you guys care about drama and or me being able to move on from Alex Bregman, damn it, you'll understand why we're talking about Boston sports right now.
To take it a step further, yeah, it's drama. It involves Alex Bregman, who just left. And keep in mind, Alex Bregman is leaving a championship environment where the best player in the history of the franchise, Jose Altuve, was willing to move to left field in order to allow Alex Bregman to get a massive contract with the team. Okay? Moving from his position second. And now he's still moving there anyways, it sounds like, even without Bregman coming here, because it's what's best for the team. Meanwhile, Bregman gets to Boston, and their best player, who, by the way, is the worst third baseman defensively in baseball,
yeah,
is saying, I am not giving up third base. Oh, and you want me to be a DH? You know what I got to say to that?
No.
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 Yeah. So yesterday, they started asking some of Bregman's new teammates about this. This is Tristan Casas, the Red Sox first baseman, asked about, hey, who should be third base? And Seth, I would think the answer for most people would be, hey, you know, that's Alex Cora's decision. You know, I'm glad that wasn't the answer here because it's what makes it interesting. But here is what Tristan Casas had to say.
I think it's Rafi Devers' position. I think he's the third baseman. And at that point, that's where it stands. And he's done it for, you know, a really long time now. And I think he's only getting better at that position. I think his defense is getting better every single year. We don't know what the future holds, but we know it holds Rafi Devers. So I think he's got to play defense. It's going to keep him athletic. And he's going to hit because of, you know, him being at third base. He doesn't know any other position. He doesn't want to play any other position. And he's going to fight for it, even if it's with any of the younger guys, any new guy. I think he's the best third baseman in the league. I wouldn't take anybody over him. So I think he should play third base, yeah.
Okay.
Rafi plays third.
I think Bregman should play second base. Yeah. I think he's going to make the transition well. I think he's athletic enough too, and I think Trevor, you know, is going to play an awesome shortstop.
He basically just said Rafael Devers is going to get fat if he's a DH.
Yeah, I know that it'll keep him athletic.
It'll keep him
all
athletic.
All right, yeah. You know what else will? Some agility drills. Okay,
right.
You know, pushing away from the dinner table
yes.
early every now and then.
Yes.
All right, lots of things you can do to stay athletic other than being a bad third baseman. He's not the best third baseman in the league. He's one of the best hitters who plays third base.
There you go. There
yeah.
You go. Yeah.
People in Boston are not. People in Boston basically are done with Tristan Cassis, and because it was such an easy. That's such an easy answer to give, like how you laid it out.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not my decision. You know, Alex Cora is going to do whatever's best for the
team.
You
do the classic. That's above my pay grade. That's the canned answer you
give.
That's above my pay grade is what you're supposed to
say. I guess
he
weighed in on other things too about personnel decisions and everything. Yeah, they people have very little tolerance for Cassis right now.
Yeah, man. So Bregman actually has a team. They're basically hazing Alex Bregman right now, is what Tristan Cassis is doing. He's getting bullied right now out of third base. He's getting bullied into playing second base right now.
Listen, we've got a lot of questions about the Astros right now.
Yeah.
I'm loving watching another team where the fan base is melting down. And they've got Cassis haters in the fan base leveling against Cassis lovers in the fan base. And it's all a big old huge mess. And it's all because they added a really good baseball player to the roster.
Yes, for $40 million a year.
They can't even do happy right in Boston.
Nope. So how's Bregman feeling about this? He actually met with the media yesterday for the first time since his press conference on Sunday. So now keep in mind, he meets with the media on Sunday. It's all happy, happy, joy, joy, kumbaya. I'm so happy to be a Red Sox. Oh, I love Dustin Pedroia. But which, by the way, we may have caught Bregman in a lie. We'll get into that in a second. But here is Alex Bregman. This is about a minute and a half. His first back and forth on the heels of 2 days worth of what's your position going to be drama. Here's Bregman.
He wanted to be the third baseman yesterday.
No, I'm super excited to just be his teammate. He's a great player. I think everybody in this clubhouse is worried about winning, and whatever it takes to help the team win, that's all I'm focused on. And I'll play wherever AC tells me to play.
What have your just conversations with him been like in the interactions, I guess, the first couple days here?
They've been great. We've been having a lot of fun. We've been taking ground balls back here, doing our work together, talking about winning, talking about baseball, talking about excited for the season. Last night we all got together, had dinner. It was great.
Because of that, were you maybe a little surprised that he kind of said the things that he said about...
No.
Is that the mentality the team wants a guy to have, like, this is my position, I want to fight for it, I want to keep it?
I think everybody here believes in their abilities, and I think all of us believe that if we all put together a good effort this season, we have a really good chance of being a winning baseball team. And for me, I can only talk for myself, but I'll play wherever that helps the team win.
You're known as just, you know, a clubhouse leader and kind of a clubhouse guy too, obviously in addition to the stuff on the field, but like how important is it for you to just kind of make sure everything kind of gets off on the right foot and everything and just make sure it's
I think everybody here has the right mentality right now. Everybody here in camp is focused on getting prepared for the season and getting ready to win games and working extremely hard. I mean, everybody is getting their work done every single day and getting prepared for the season. So I think we're doing a really good job of that so far through 2 days now.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's exactly kind of how we predicted it yesterday. Like Bregman's
right.
just going to go along to get along. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and it's not like... It depends. It all depends on the individual personalities of the guys involved. But it's very possible and common for guys to disagree with the way a manager is handling a team or the team is handling a team without taking it out personally on the guy who's also involved with it. So Rafael Devers might be upset about them wanting to move him away from third, yet at the same time, you can also have a good relationship with Alex Bregman. And Bregman, as we expected, would probably, he's going to take the high road in all of this. And it's easy for him. All he has to do is...
It's 40 million.
All he has to do is just, okay, play second base, you know? And not that that's an easy transition, but he can just keep his mouth shut.
I would so sarcastic, if I were Bregman, and they came to me, you know, they finally came to me and said, hey, here's the decision, and it's second base, I would so sarcastically say, I still get my $40 million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, Alex. You still get your $40 million. Like, I would do a lot. Playing second base, that's my
stuff,
man.
I might have to start following or get a Google News alert for Tristan Casas, because he's known, I guess, for speaking liberally all the time and for not having any filter at all. And some people love him for it, and some people are like, all right, dude, all right. At the very least, yeah, you're a very, very promising young player. Let's just earn your stripes before you start talking like one of the grandfathers of the team.
I totally agree with that. There is a tenure element to giving your opinions like that. I would have been okay with him, like, I get it. Like, he's been on the field with Devers already. He's been Bregman's teammates for 2 days. He's trying to take up for his guy, I guess. I mean, they're sort of both your guy now. They're both wearing the same uniform as you. I just hate that it was a poor take. Like, Rafael Devers, like, he made it sound
he's getting better as a third baseman,
he's
too.
Not.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sean. We don't give a damn about whether or not the people in Boston or if he's saying the right thing by the team or not. It's just a bad take.
Yes.
It's a really, really bad take that he's getting better defensively.
Yep.
And talking about him like he's a young – he's talking about Rafael Devers – at third base, the way we were just talking about Yiner Diaz at catcher.
Right.
Like, all those things where, he actually did a lot of things well
defensively.
His pitch framing, it really needs a lot of work. But, hey, he's a young catcher, and it takes some time. He's talking about Rafael Devers like he's 24 years old.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's just a bad third baseman.
Yep.
He's an awesome batter,
yes.
But he's bad defensively.
Really good, yeah. No, he got an 11-year, $337 million deal for a reason, and it wasn't his defense. No question. Now,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You said a couple times you're trying to kind of detach yourself emotionally from Bregman right now. I'm going to try to help you with that right now, because I know you don't like liars. Nobody does. Nobody likes a liar. Here was Alex Bregman when he was asked a couple days ago about him getting recruited by Red Sox Nation.
My favorite player, Dustin Pedroia, did. he reached out a few times.
That's all we need, Ben. My favorite player, Dustin Pedroia. Tweet from Jake Kaplan, July 25th, 2016. Jake Kaplan, who used to cover the Astros.
Yeah.
And I believe eventually went on to cover the Red Sox for the Athletic. Or maybe the Chronicle, whatever. He tweets this back in July of 2016. Alex Bregman will wear number two with the Astros, representative of his draft slot, and Derek Jeter, his favorite player growing up. And there's a quote. There's a quote. He was the captain on the field, and he came through in the clutch. He's just the guy you want on your team, and you want to go out there and battle with, and that's why I wear number two. Oh, so who is it then, Alex?
Sounds like everybody's his favorite player.
Wow,
sounds like he's a kind of guy that can fall in love with whoever's right in front of him, whoever can serve him best.
Guess how he gets Tristan Cassis on his side, Seth? He's going to walk up to him today at practice and say, did you know that you're actually my favorite player?
You've been my favorite player for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
It's been in the league.
That's when I saw you down in single A or something.
Yeah.
He's my favorite player.
You've been my guy. He's going to walk around calling everybody his best friend.
That soundbite was from when? 2016?
It was a tweet from Jake Kaplan, in 2016.
2016.
Yeah.
Since then, we Correa kind of, had beef with Derek Jeter a little bit.
Okay.
Talked some smack about how he was overrated defensively.
Are there ways where he may have fallen in the power rankings?
Yeah. I think that Jeter's fallen in the power rankings, yeah.
This is not working.
I'm not going to call him a liar. I'm going to just say that he's a hussy. He changes his favorite player from one moment to the next.
Is that helping you detach yourself from Bregman at all, this little thing we just brought up here? Or?
Yeah, why couldn't he say Altuve was his favorite player?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good point.
Why is Altuve taking so much crap from Bregman all of a sudden?
Right.
No, I'm pretty much done. I think I'm pretty much done.
Good job.
I think I hate every former Astro now.
Yep.
Except for George Springer. They can all just go pound sand. I just don't care. Yeah.
Now
I won't say go die.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just checking.
I reserve that for people who I genuinely want to go
want
die.
To die. Yeah. You're being literal. Text message, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line, the people weighing in. I don't give a flying F about your feelings, Seth, but I am here for the drama.
what's the biggest potential brewing internal drama with the Astros right now?
Good question. They have done
been a drama. This has been a team that's really ever since Ken Giles left, there hasn't been a whole lot of internal drama.
Not internal.
And Ken Giles. Now, a reminder, Ken Giles, it was drama between varying Ken Giles personalities.
Yeah.
The only time we know of in recent memory of an Astros player punching an Astros player is when Ken Giles punched himself.
Yeah. I remember Jake Odorizzi was a little agitated when he might have gotten jerked around between the starting rotation
and
the bullpen.
He got into it with the manager as well.
With Hinch?
I think it was with Hinch.
Hinch
or
Dusty.
Yeah.
I think he kind of overlapped both of those regimes.
Yeah.
I would say, I think if we say potential brewing, because I don't think they have any that are bubbling, like boiling right now. But the Lance McCullers thing is going to be interesting. Whether, how he gets brought back. He's adamant about being a starter. Dana Brown has suggested him as a reliever. That's been discussed. So we're talking about potential drama. I don't think there's any existing drama right now where we're chomping at the bit to get a press conference every day, which is unfortunate since you and I are actually going to be there next week, because that would be fun. But if there's one that's bubbling, the one that's closest to this one, it seems like it's always like players about how they're going to get used. And everybody is just kumbaya. Like Altuve's like, sure, I'll go to left field. Yordan is the anti-Devers. Yordan is like, yeah, man, I'm ready to be the DH full time.
Right.
And
he does, or he wants to play left field, but it's not like it's a huge deal or anything. Yeah, he's very comfortable with it. McCullers not wanting to be a reliever. Well, Dana Brown has flat out brought up the possibility of McCullers being a reliever.
Yes.
I think that's probably the biggest potential.
That's the biggest potential. And even that, I think, is probably going to get figured out. This is a team that tends to, they tend to figure things out.
But that was the old Astros.
That's true.
This is a different crew.
We'll see.
Only Altuve, who is not Bregman's favorite player, remains from the non-pitchers or the golden age. Yes.
Fair. Yep. Absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Nick Caserio is going to join us at 7:30 today. So about an hour from now, we will be talking to Texans general manager Nick Caseri, and we got a lot to get into with him on the show today. So we will get to that later on in the show. We got headlines coming up. A couple Texans get a little money back in their pocket. We'll hear from Joe Espada in headlines, and a couple other news and notes that we'll get to as well. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast here on a Wednesday.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.